Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hall of Famer Chipper Jones joining us here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's place to get a Ford. And I'll say this, Chipper, you know, I know you're doing the rounds today and everybody's asking you a variety of questions about Henry Aaron. I don't want to talk about the baseball to start. I just want to talk about the human being he was and what kind of man he was, because for me, in my experiences, that's the thing that stands out. And I think a lot of people, you know, that didn't get to know him on a personal level, like you, what would you say to those folks?
Just a beautiful human being. He was a transcendent player in baseball history, but he was also a transcendent human in American history. To have played the game of baseball and put up with what he had to deal with early on in his career, and then to embark on a journey that would take him to the brink of breaking one of the most hallowed records, you know, in the game of baseball, and all the pressure that was put on him, not just by, you know, playing the game, representing his team, breaking the record, but having the weight of, you know, all African Americans, you know, kind of not really riding his coattails, but like hanging on everything that he did, man, you want to talk about pressure.
Right.
Most people would have wilted and quit, you know, under that kind of pressure, but not Hank. Hank had too much drive, had too much determination. And one thing I'll say about Hank, he was the most, at least when I met him, he was one of the most laid back guys. He just had this aura about him, this inner peace, this confidence that, like, he knew the question before you were going to ask it, and he certainly knew the answer to it. Right. You know, and he was just a phenomenal human being, and I'm so glad that he has been the pillar, you know, the guiding light of our organization for as long as I've been here and way before that.
It's a Hall of Famer, Chipper Jones, guys, with us here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com hotline. And how much interaction did you have when you were coming up in the Braves organization? How much did you guys get to see a Hank or later in your career?
Not enough. I know that, Bobby and Snit certainly would have welcomed him as much as possible, because how can you not, as a player, want to sponge off, if not the greatest, certainly one of the top two or three. I know that's certainly debatable, you know, through the years and whatnot, but one of the greatest players to ever, you know, play the game, you know, and I think what was funny was watching. So, you know, me being around all the time, you know, I saw Hank, I interacted with Hank. I'm sitting here looking at my only picture that I ever had with Hank Aaron. And but the funny thing was to watch guys who were new to the organization come in, and Hank would walk through the clubhouse and just see it was like a god was walking by. You know, I mean, it was, you know, their eyes were as big as silver dollars, their mouth was wide open. It was just like they knew they were in the presence of greatness, but you would have never known it having gotten to know Hank. You know, he wasn't a home run king. He was just humble and just one of the most classiest people that I've ever met.
Braves legend, Major League Baseball legend, sports legend, Henry Aaron passing away at the age of 86. It's Dukes and Bell, and we're talking to Chipper Jones here on the program. I know you hit a lot of home runs, and then you start looking at this guy, and you go 40 home runs 8 times, right? And then you go, he hit 20 plus in 20 consecutive seasons. And then, Chipper, you go, wait a minute. He's been retired now, it seems like, forever, and the RBI record is still his, over 2,297 RBI, just to put in that perspective of how damn good this guy was.
Yeah, so we are all Earthlings, and he played for the Galactic All-Stars. he was on a different level. So when I was saying my goodbyes and kind of riding off into the sunset myself, I saw a video of Hank, and he was talking. He was, you know, obviously talking about me, and he said, "Chipper Jones is a Hall of Famer in his own right, and I hope when he gets inducted, they put his plaque right next to mine." I chuckled at that because and the next time I saw him, I went up to him and I said, "Hey, I hope they put my plaque right next to yours too, because I know every person that walks into Monument Hall, they're going to Hank Aaron's plaque to see it. And if they see yours, they're going to see mine. Cause if they put mine in a different corner, ain't nobody coming to see mine, you know?" So, obviously, being one of the greatest players of all time, you want to go see Hank Aaron's plaque, you know, there in Monument Hall. And I just thought it brings chills to my, you know, that you couldn't measure with a yardstick, you know, whenever I think about, you know, one of the greatest of all time accepting me, you know, into the Hall of Fame and saying those nice things about it is something I'll never forget.
That is so awesome. It's Chipper Jones with his guys, a Hall of Famer. And again, it's a high traffic zone. You're right, where Hank is. And just talk about it, Chipper, as a professional hitter that you were. The guy, if he doesn't hit a home run, he's still got 3,000 base hits, which is just mind-blowing.
That's a whole lot of, you know, flipping balls into right field. Like you said, almost 2,300 RBIs. You know, they're not all coming on round trippers. He's, you know, flipping that single to right field, going with it, hitting the ball up the, you know, up the middle, up the box, two outs and a guy in scoring position. I just, you know, when you think about how many RBIs 2,300 is, I honestly think, and, you know, and I think, you know, Pujols could, I think he's up around 2,000, if I'm not mistaken, pretty close to 2,000, and could probably scare it. But that's a number. First of all, you don't see guys play 22, 23, 25 years anymore, you know, and, you know, once you hit 40 years old in baseball, that's, you're pretty much dead to everybody. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of production, you know, left after the age of 40. So I would have to put that at or near the top of one of those numbers in Major League Baseball that I don't think will ever be broken.
Chipper, we've lost a lot of Hall of Famers here recently. I mean, you know, Gibson, you talk about, you know, Joe Morgan, Seaver, Niekro. It's just, and now
just lost Don Sutton,
Don Sutton, the legendary, you know, Henry Aaron. I'm curious to know what you think this next Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be. We, you know, 2020 was crazy, and we know why, right? COVID-19. But as we move forward, what that celebration will be like, and how different it will be, but also how special it will be.
Yeah. Every Hall of Fame induction that I've been to, you know, there's there's one or two guys that, you know, have passed away, and we give tribute to them before we induct the next class. And I'm just afraid that, you know, with this tribute this year, if we do have an induction in July, man, that tribute is gonna last for hours. You know, I mean, with the Hall of Famers that have passed away, the MVPs, the Cy Youngs, the World Champions, the Hall of Fame people, humans that have passed away in the past 10 to 12 months, just it boggles my mind, and even more so, you know, the amount of Atlanta Brave royalty that we've lost in the last month with Nuxi and Don Sutton, and obviously, you know, the greatest of all time, Hank Aaron, is just, I'm scared to wake up in the morning and check my phone. You know, I mean, right. it just seems like gut punch after gut punch. But it's going to be a heck of a celebration of life for those men. You know, I'm just at a loss for words with the amount of loss that we've had, you know, to baseball royalty here in the last year. It's crazy.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on. Obviously, it's been it's a tough day for so many folks, as we said, to lose the guys in the Braves family as well. Just one last question, because I mentioned it with Carl the other day. I got a picture with Hank when I was, you know, 20 years ago, and I felt like a little kid, and my dad wasn't around. When you meeting all these guys, are you like calling your dad, hey, by the way, guess who I just hung out with? Because I know how big baseball was to you growing up.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I can remember my first day walking in the Braves clubhouse at old Fulton County Stadium after I got drafted in 1990. And the first three people that I met when I walked in the clubhouse was Hank Aaron, Dale Murphy, and Ron Gant, you know, and you know, like I said, you want to talk about baseball royalty as far as the Braves go, you know, Dale Murphy stands up and he looks 7 feet tall. You know, just a huge human being. And then Ron Gant stands up, and he is not very tall, but just built like a brick house, you know. And at that point, I'm thinking to myself, you better get in the weight room, because these are grown-ass men playing this game up here. And then you meet, you know, the greatest of all time, and you shake his hand, and it literally engulfs your hand. He's got these huge forearms, Popeye forearms, and that let me know right away that I was not playing a game I was familiar with. You know, I was going to have to grow up in a hurry, but they certainly made an impression, and you know, certainly inspired me to become the player that I became.
Chipper, class act as always. We appreciate you, brother, coming on and sharing your memories and helping us remember the legendary Henry Aaron. We appreciate you today. Thank you so much, man.
My pleasure, guys. Y'all be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.